Let's turn in our Bibles. Tell you something here. Psalm 68. Psalm 68. Verse 11 is the verse we want. All right, so Psalm 68, verse 11. The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it. The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it. You know, on Wednesday nights recently, I think last week, preached a sermon on praise, recently on prayer, obviously, since that's what we do on Wednesday night. We praise the Lord with our testimonies. We praise the Lord with song. After a short message, we pray together. So it'd be appropriate to preach those kinds of messages on Wednesday night. Tonight, we need to discuss something else that starts with a P, publication. Praise, prayer, publication, or proclamation, if you would want to do it verbally. And a publication and proclamation are done through passing out literature like tracts and New Testaments, or proclamation, which is done by witnessing, telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ, preaching the Word of God. And so there's three truths in this little text that we have here that really help to encourage us in this matter of being among those in the great company that publish the Word of God. And first of all, we notice the Lord gave the Word. The Lord gave the Word. There's so much discussion these days about men wrote the Bible. If you talk to people, men translate, or that's just your interpretation. The Lord gave the Word. And thankfully, we have learned through study, through prayer, through faith, that the Word you have in your lap, these words in this King James Bible, are in fact the Word of God. The Lord gave the Word. These are God's words. So when we have the opportunity to speak with people about the Lord, we want to give them God's words. I mean, different folks that are here might have different approaches, undoubtedly have different approaches, different personalities, more or less scripture memorized, more or less familiarity with the words of God. And so you might think to be intimidated because you can't do it, that is, publish the word, like somebody else that you think is better at publishing the word than you are. And you might feel inadequate for the task. But I was just talking with Brother Isles yesterday. God has chosen the base things, the foolish things, the weak things of this world. You don't have to worry about your adequacy. The only thing you need to be concerned about is God's adequacy. And may I tell you something? His word works. Keep your finger where you are and just look at two passages in the New Testament, James and 1 Peter. James and 1 Peter, they're both toward the end there. And notice, you can take great confidence in the words of God, even if you don't have great confidence in yourself. James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 21. James chapter 1 and verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness, now watch it, the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. The salvation of their soul is not on your shoulders, simply being the witness is. The word is able to save souls. Clearly. 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, and look at verse 23. You know, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, notice what the Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. So born again by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. An illustration came to mind a number of years ago. Well, I would say 10 years ago. 10 years ago. When this long-range shooting thing drifted my way. Benny and I were out at Angelita on the range, which has targets out to 500 yards. And we were shooting. And Kelly, Benny said to Kelly, you ought to shoot this at 500 yards. She's like, that's 500 yards, a long way. Set up the target. These are very accurate guns. So she shot, and she got finished shooting, and it was a very nice group at 500 yards. And she smiled at Benny and said, these guns are so good, even a monkey could do this. And what I'm trying to tell you is this word is so good. Okay? I'm not sure if a monkey could do it, but you can. Because it's God's word. The Lord, listen, the Lord gave the word. And that is all that matters. That's what gets engrafted. That's what saves souls. The second thing we notice here, the Lord gave the word, and then we notice this, great was the company. Great was the company. Well, you know, we get the idea. So we've got, here we are tonight. There's how many of us ever are here? And there are some people here that are preachers. And you know that because down in Kingsville or on the ships, or standing in the pulpit right now, or whatever the case. But this didn't say select few was the company, or only those in position are the company. The company is great. Great was the company of those that published it. And you know, that's something that ought to really encourage us, because obviously, the greater of the company of those that publish it, the more it gets published. You know, that those souls that were saved there in Sicily that we just read about. There was a missions group down there. There were 20 people down there. With the lady that got saved in South Africa, there were 20 people out on the street that were witnessing to souls. You see, there are a number of people that get involved. Again, keep your finger where you are and go to Acts chapter 8 and notice something early in the propagation of the gospel, in the publication and proclamation of the gospel. Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. In Acts chapter 8, verse 1, Saul was consenting unto his death. That's the death of Stephen. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, verse 3, he made havoc of the church, entering into what? Every house. You know, this is on the order of SS... right? Gestapo looking for Jews. Every house. And hailing, give me the next three words, men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore they were that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. That's men and women. He's not arresting women just to arrest women. He's trying to stop the proclamation and the publication of the gospel. They're all involved. So they, the ones he's arresting, therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere doing what? Preaching what? The word. The word. So that's a great company. That's not a small thing. You know, he was vicious and they had a lot of people trying to shut down the gospel, but that gospel was spreading faster than they could shut it down. Now, how did the Lord send out his own disciples? Alone? Two by two. Two by two. I want to encourage you in something that we talked about recently. Okay? Really want to encourage you about this. Last week, so when I preached about Cornelius inviting neighbors and kinsmen, and then the preacher came, Peter came, and preached, right? And people got saved. And in that sermon, I mentioned to you that sometimes it can be a little bit difficult for you on your own to sit down face to face with somebody and publish the gospel. And so I said, you know what you should do? You should invite a preacher, and there's several here, to join you, whatever, coffee, lunch, whatever, with an individual that you're hoping to reach with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now there's two of you. One can pray and one can speak. Do you know last week somebody did that and we had an excellent conversation with a man who has not yet trusted Christ, and he was in church here this Sunday. And then yesterday I got another phone call and we had lunch with a guy, and I'm telling you, the way that conversation went, some of you know what I'm talking about. You just know God was in charge of what was being communicated. That is, it was a phenomenal thing. So I've already seen evidence twice of how that works. I've talked with Tony about this. He's excited about it. I'm looking around here. Give me a head nod if you're somebody who knows how to preach the gospel and you would love to have somebody say, you know what, hey, would you join me? Give me a little head nod here. I see one. Yeah, I see another one. I see another one. Yeah, there are people here that would be glad, and I'm one of those, to join you in an effort to preach the gospel for somebody else to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You know what that is? It's a biblical example, and the company then is great in publishing the Word of God. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. All right, and then third thing you see here, the Lord gave the Word, so it's God's Word. And great was the company of those that published it. Tell you what, you want to be among that company. And then last of all, that published it, the Word of God. You know, there are a lot of ways to do it. When I say to publish the Word of God, but to publish or to proclaim would indicate it's either written or it's spoken. To publish a publication is something written, printed, and distributed. A proclamation is something spoken. And both of those are the publication of the Word of God, okay? Or the publishing of the Word of God. Well, you already know, but I'll mention it again. We have all kinds of tracts and New Testaments out there. I was really glad we have somebody that's been visiting the church. She's been here 3 or 4 times. She's going to be on a vacation for the next couple of weeks in a Spanish-speaking country. And she came to me and she said, oh, I want you to pray for me because I don't have good Spanish, but I hope to get an interpreter and be able to talk to somebody about Jesus. I said, we got Spanish New Testaments and Spanish tracts. And she was like, wow, I want some of those. So we got her loaded up. That's a good thing. So what I'm saying is you keep, if you don't have them with you in your purse or in your car or in your truck or in your shirt pocket like I do right now, on your way out the door, get you some tracts. Spanish and English, because you're going to run into some people. I'll tell you another thing, out there on the credenza, the new visitors packets are out there on that side. There's an invitation. Join us this Sunday at Bible Believers Baptist Church. And on the back side, there's a QR code. And you know what that is? That's a gospel video on how to get saved. You know what that's publishing, right? The Word. You ought to get some of these and hand those out to people that you see. Here's Vacation Bible School. Do you think it makes any difference to God whether the person that gets saved is little or big? I don't either. He died for all of us. So you've got all that. And then you have the opportunity to witness. And it's an amazing thing. Just like you heard about the girl that got saved on the Saturday night and came to church the next day. You don't know what the Holy Spirit's doing with the words you publish. Can't do anything if it's not published, but he can do a lot of things when it is published. I'm reminded of what Joel Haynes said one time when he preached here. You know, the missionary to the Navajo Nation. We ought to witness when we go, But we ought to go witnessing. In other words, while we're out, you see a clerk or something like that, or a cashier or something, give them a tract. You ought to do that. We ought to witness as we go, but then we ought to go witnessing. There ought to be an intentional thing. I'm going to go tell somebody about Jesus Christ and go do that. So that's Psalm 68:11. Let that verse there register in our minds and in our spirits and in our hearts, and let us think dearly about what Christ has said here. It's His Word. He wants it published, and the company that publishes it is great. And if you haven't been among those that publish the Word of God, ask the Lord to help you to get in on something that's really worth doing. Amen? Father, we're very thankful tonight to speak about this proclamation of the Word of God. And again, I pray that you'll put on our hearts opportunities where we know somebody and might want somebody here to help us in being able to present the gospel to somebody that doesn't yet know you. And watch as your Holy Spirit honors that there are two together, being used by your Holy Spirit to pray and to preach the gospel that others might be saved. And we ask you to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.